You're listening to the B-Side Podcast on Brick Radio. If you like what you hear or think there's an artist or band we should have in the studio, let us know in the comments. Otherwise, sit back, relax, tune in, and turn on.
When individual creativity unites to form a sonic fist in search of freedom, equity, and joy, you get Freelance. They're here to change the game and make sure we know that the labor of creativity is a valued light that can't be dimmed. This is B-Side, and I'm your host, Kenyatta Beasley, and we're gonna get right into it. Welcome, Freelance, and can you tell us about this, your medley before we introduce the band members?
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah.
That first song was, the song is called Band Plays On. It was actually our single.
Right.
We released it about a year ago.
You have a video of that.
We got a music video for it as well, yeah. I'm gonna let actually Asar, the ambassador, to talk about the second song.
Oh yeah, Your Love, that's what you guys just heard. It's a journey, and that's the whole purpose of the song. It's pretty much about, you know, a man, you know, pursuing a woman, but getting curved in parallel universes. It's like, it's in Africa, and he's getting curved in New York.
Okay.
Like,
you
know, like, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So no matter what happens, you're gonna get cursed.
Yeah, you know, but he's still pursuing.
And the result, you know, is still the same.
Yeah, it's still a journey. It's still a journey, you know. So here we are now, you know.
Yeah, it sounds a little darker than it actually is.
Actually, it's life.
We have a music video coming up for that one as well.
Okay.
So definitely look out for that.
All right, so can you introduce the band?
This is Craig Hill playing saxophone.
Yeah.
From Dayton, Ohio. You know, he's from Ohio, so he's, you know, he's not feeling too good about what's happening. But you know, he's going all right, bro. It's all good.
That wasn't right.
Man. Hey, look, there's still time. There's still time.
That wasn't right.
Then we have Yosef Tejeda. He's from the Dominican Republic. You know, giving us all those Afro Dominican vibes. Now we have Justin Tyson on drums.
Say something.
From Indianapolis, Indiana, and we have a guest with us performing. His name is Josh Hari, and playing bass. We're very happy to have him on bass. He's amazing, just stepping in and just learning our music. Our music is not easy to learn, so we appreciate him being here and giving his energy. And last but definitely not least is our musical director, Asar the Ambassador. He and I actually write a lot of the songs together, and he's a big part of the reason why we are where we are. And my name is Smithsonian.
Yay!
So the band, if I'm not mistaken, everybody met at Berklee up in Boston.
Yep. That's right.
Seeing that, usually when you go to a school of music, it's usually about the individual. and everybody's trying to get their own voice and whatever form of creativity that they're trying to express. And it's very rare that you see people stick together after graduation and become a band. So, I mean, how did you guys like start to vibe out in Berkeley?
When you got there?
Pretty much, we're all homies outside of music. Right. That's pretty much how it happens, you know? I think honestly, your music is a reflection of who you are and like who you are socially, you know? So, you know, we just kind of vibe out on sports and a lot of different things. We play ball together. I be like, you know, busting their tail in ball. Right. So after rehearsal, that kind of like, you know, they add extra energy during the rehearsal because of what I did on the court.
I almost want to say, man, either you're like the LeBron or Kevin Durant, but we're going to go to Kevin Durant at this point.
Oh, no. I got to rock with my man Kev for now. But yeah, seriously though, like socially, we all just kind of get along and it just kind of works out musically as well.
So were you guys gigging in Boston or was it just like, hey, let's go, let's find a room and let's just vibe out some songs? How did it all come together?
We started separately because I actually went to Berkeley for drums.
Okay.
And then after I left Berkeley, I began to like, you know, life starts life in and it's, you know, it starts getting real hard. So I was like, you know what, let me see if I can pull anything out of my bag, you know. So I was like, okay, let me develop my singing a little bit, and I came out with a project called Dimensions. And after that, Chad heard it and he was like, yo, we gotta do something like together. Because he had a band of all instrumentalists. So we decided to put them together and we started doing this this weekly event in Cambridge, this place called East Meets West. Shout out to them. They pretty much gave us our start. That's where we were able to kind of like, you know, cultivate the sound and like, you know, just, you know, put everything together. And from there, we all kind of, you know, one by one started moving to New York. And then by the time we got to New York, you know, we came up with the name Freelance and now we're here.
So when you guys moved to New York, you guys made the collective decision to say, hey, let's do a band concept. Because usually everybody wants to go there, like I said before, their own different way. And I'm a star.
The cool thing is that we actually all are still playing with other artists. Like, you know, that's what makes this band so crazy is that, you know, individually, we're all still like, you know, making moves and, you know, playing with amazing artists, but we come together for this sound because this is our music. This is something that we're passionate about. And that's special to us. Like, you know, just being able to, you know, go in and, you know, create something that's real to us and authentically, you know, our message and our sound. Right.
And we also want to, through what we're doing, and there's a lot of other bands and we want to encourage other musicians to, you know, form groups and form, you know, alliances with the homies and kind of cultivate something. Because, like you said, New York can kind of be a little bit
It's very much about the individual.
Yeah, individual grind.
Well, I mean, speaking of, as you guys have moved to New York, you know, from Boston down, I mean, how has New York influenced, you know, the music that you write and your concept?
Honestly, a lot of the songs that I've written for this project were influenced by the shows that I would go to. When I first moved here, that's all I did the first like year is just like go and support, you know, a lot, you know, I call New York Berkeley 2.0 because it's like all the students, they either go to New York, they
California,
go to LA. You know, so there's so many Berkeley students here and they're all like, you know, building their careers. So I would go and, you know, check them out and they're amazing. Like, you know, so I would go and get influenced and inspired and go home and write a song. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, so for me, it was less about a competition and more about like, it was beautiful, like for me to see like, you know, my peers like all kind of rising up and like, you know, we're kind of rising up together. It's more of a community than anything.
Right, right. I mean, man, having gone to the new school, a lot of guys I went to school with like Robert Glasper and Marcus Strickland, we're all like real tight to this day because that's hard. But then I'm seeing that you guys have this sense of community and it's really reflective in your sound.
Yeah.
Call on, oh God, help manifest.
just have no fear.
So, with the band, with musicianship on this high of a level, this is a question that's I was thinking about as you were playing. Who are your biggest influences, and what you know? How do they influence your the band's sound, in your opinions?
I mean, there's a lot. There's a mm-hmm. lot of influences. What we pretty much represent is. Pretty much a combination of all different, like, modern influences, old school influences, you know. So I think that I'm not getting straight to the answer. I just want to make sure I give some context there.
Hey, go ahead.
Each musician in the band has a different background,
right?
So everybody has different influences, you know. Like Justin, he you know has a heavy church influence. And, you know, that's not you know epitome of what he is, but mm-hmm. he has a heavy church background. Yeah, so he's an Afro-Latino, he's from the Dominican Republic, and he brings a different kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Craig, you know, he's this dude was on Apollo when he was 9 playing Coltrane licks, playing. Like, you know, Smithsonian, he has a heavy, like, kind of Bobby McFerrin type of vocal type of thing. So I think that's one great thing about the band. There's no one person that we can honestly say. Everybody has their own individual influences,
right.
And they bring it to the table.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So for me, a big person is Stevie Wonder, for me, mm-hmm. Especially the way he used his vintage instruments back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
I thought
mm-hmm.
it was absolutely incredible because nobody was doing that during that time.
Right.
Somebody like Jay Dilla is a heavy influence, but that's like a more modern, you know, influence for us. So it's a large question for us.
Well, one thing that you guys have in common, it's definitely a message of social justice and change. Can you and it's embedded in your music. So can you tell us more about that?
It's important for our music to reflect, you know, our lives. In the lyrics, we're speaking about things that we encounter. Unfortunately, a song like Why Wait is necessary, you know, because there's still a lot going on. A lot of things that, you know, as a black man, I know that I have to be concerned about and worried about. Mm-hmm. And I mean, and then also just us as Americans that we should be concerned about because we're all living here. So whenever I'm writing a song, like I definitely want it to enrich the community. I want it to enrich this country. Like, you know, I want to make sure that it's not doing any harm or it's not like, you know, I want it to be honest and true and authentic to who I am
right.
and my experiences. And I just hope that people can get down with it and that it resonates.
So, I mean, the message of social justice, the sound of the band, is all this included in the your first album that's just been released?
Yeah, it's a heavy, you know, I guess socially, culturally important song. You know, there is no separation from black music and the black struggle.
Of course. Yeah.
And I think that's the most important thing. You know, all of our idols, a lot of people like to take away from the socially conscious part, like James Brown. Everybody want to talk about the funk and stuff. But, you know, he's black and proud. You know, like Marvin Gaye wasn't just let's get it on. He was what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there is no real separation, you know, between that. And within our music, it's not like we sit there and say, oh, let's create a socially justice song or something like that. We live this. Like, we live it. Just comes out. Like, I was watching during the Oscars So White, Jada Pinkett was talking about, hey, let's create our own Oscars and stuff like that. And through just living, like, watching those kind of experiences, we was like, hey, let's, like, we just, that song just kind of came out of those kind of experiences.
Right.
So it's never a conscious thing. We're just living our lives.
What's kind of tripped out about this entire thing is that with all the stuff that's happening now, that we're not hearing more musicians and artists come out with messages of social change. So when I hear it, it makes me feel, you know, it makes me feel good and proud that the musicians out here actually doing this. So with this, tell me more about the first album that you guys have just released.
The name of the album is Yesterday. It's all related. Basically, this is our way of challenging people to say yes today to what they're passionate about. Say yes today to change. Like, you know, if you see something that's not right in our world, like, you know, do something about it. Like, make some noise. There's a lot of people just kind of living their lives and just kind of like, you know, like tunnel vision and not paying attention to what's mm-hmm. going on around them. Or even if they see it, they just don't do anything about it. Like, you know, and it's like, nah, like we all live here. Let's make some noise. Let's create some change. Let's say yes today to the world that we want to see tomorrow. So that's really what the album, where the album's coming from. It's also coming from a place of us, like, you know, for us, like, you know, personally, it's saying yes to what we're passionate about, like saying yes to the style of music that we want to play. Like, you know, the style of music that we're playing is not necessarily something that you're going to hear on the radio, like, you know, Kiss FM or, like, you know, any other, like,
you're fine with that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Because honestly, there are markets for our music, and, you know, our music is for those, you know, for those people, like, you know, and we would hope that anyone would be able to listen to our music and be like, yeah, like, that's dope. Mm-hmm. But it's, for us, it's not necessarily about, like, you know, trying to please specific people. It's about us being authentic and us, you know, playing music that we're passionate about, like, you know, and making a career and a business around it, you know, just being entrepreneurs. Like, I feel like this is the age of being a freelance whatever. You know, a lot of people are just taking things into their own hands and just, you know, being entrepreneurs, and I support that, you know, 100%.
You guys also have a residency at New Bloom?
Yeah, so we've been doing a monthly.
Which
residency.
One? The one that's the new one? Or
the new one, so New Bloom 151.
Right.
And it's a beautiful space.
It is.
It's got like these stairs that go up, and there's like a bar behind the stage so people can watch from behind, and it's just a really cool layout.
So have you guys been like augmenting your following through this residency, working stuff out?
Yeah. We've come a long way. Like, you know, when we first started doing shows, like, you know, I remember there's actually a couple people in, you know, here tonight that have been with us since the beginning, and it was bleak, you know, playing you know, playing for like maybe 10, 15 people, but we're blessed to have been able to, like, you know, build the following and the buzz. So we just did our album release party, and it was packed. Like, you know, it's, I think New Blue holds like 200 people.
It's a small room.
But you know, it was pretty much sold out, and it was an amazing experience.
Yeah. So the new record, where can we find the record? On what platforms?
Everywhere. So iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, all the streaming platforms, and you can buy it. You know, we also have like physical copies that are available. So yeah.
So are we planning a tour behind this soon, or can we find freelance on the road?
Definitely soon. Nothing set up quite yet. We're going to continue to do the New Blue residency. But yeah, definitely going to be taking this across the country and definitely all over the world.
Let me sing my piece. A little small talk. How you been? What you doing? I know today love is gone, but I remember love yesterday. Say yesterday to love.
Freelance, thank you for giving your version of freedom. I hate to see you go, but as with all great things, we're left wanting more. Be sure to check out Freelance's new album, Yesterday, wherever you buy or stream music. And you can keep up with Freelance on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Follow Freelance. I'm Kenyatta Beasley, and I hope that you had a spectacular time with us tonight. Make sure you stop by our Brick House studio every Thursday to hear more of the best music that Brooklyn has to offer. You can also check out tonight's installments and past episodes anytime at youtube.com/BrickTV, or check out our Brick Radio podcast of this episode at soundcloud.com/BrickRadio.
The B-Side Podcast is produced by Charlie Hoxie, Keisha Cole, Ro Johnson, and Sasha Mathias. Recorded by Onel Mulet and edited by Emily Bogosian. For more information on B-Side and all Brick Radio podcasts, visit brickartsmedia.org/radio. It doesn't look good for us anymore.
searching for the light, the end of tunnel.